happens.
Come on, man.
So I have to comment on something that a client just did, and they want to send out basically to funders saying, here's how we used your money. We got X number of legislators. Basically, we took back the Democratic House in Michigan and Pennsylvania. State us.
You can't
say that.
When you can't do that. Right? So even if they crafted it all well and were really trying to they completely ruined it for themselves at
right.
the end of the day. So good intent doesn't save you. Bad intent can hurt you. So basically intent is just not helpful in this space at all.
Right.
The next thing, too, it really comes down to, and we'll see in a minute.
Okay.
Now, you can stay on the slide. It's okay. About
understand that.
Is your are your communications reasonably foreseeable? It's that reasonable person standard again, right? Or it doesn't have to be a suspicious person wondering, but it's not somebody who's like, oh no, you definitely didn't mean to intervene. It really is a reasonable, objective person. If they looked at your messaging, would they think you're wink, wink, nudge, nudging about which did somebody do in the ballot box? So here's some examples of things that are clearly okay and clearly not okay, right? C3s can't endorse anybody. They can't make contributions. I did have a client once say, oh, well, we made contributions to both the Republicans and the Democrats. And I'm like, nope, that didn't
that
work either.
That means you did two violations.
That's right.
Talk about individuals like leaders versus
yes. Oh, that's such a great
now.
Yes, that's coming at
that.
The end, and that's an incredibly important component, especially because in today's day and age, so many leaders of organizations are indistinguishable from the organizations themselves, so you can find yourself in a whole bunch of hot water pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to call to your attention on this not electioneering slide, I don't want people to think away that, oh, legislative scorecard, super easy, not a problem. We're not going to go into any detail today, but I just want to call your attention. Those okay legislative scorecards must be multiple issues. Let me give you an example. If you're Planned Parenthood and you do a scorecard all about how people are voting on reproductive laws, and you have little check marks about who's pluses for who's good and negatives for who's bad, or you don't even have those, it is pretty clear who you support and who you oppose, right? And so in that concept and with that vein, the IRS takes the position that single-issue scorecards or voter guides tend to be not safe for 501c3 organizations. You've got to do multiple issues. So the League of Women Voters, because they have a whole host of issues, can do things that a single-issue organization cannot do.
But I have lots of clients. This is one area where I have C3 clients that are willing to be more, not follow the black letter law of the IRS. So an environmental group. They do multiple issues, but they're all on the environmental issues. It's like, no, I'm not going to go to the League of Conservation Voters to see how somebody voted on reproductive health. So, multiple issues. But then you have to be really careful, turn very square corners on the other issues. So it means you do it every election cycle. You don't indicate who's up for re-election. All of these kinds of things to make it clear that we're not putting this over on the partisan side.
That's right.
The one other one that I want to point out, because I have so many clients who screw up on this. Mm-hmm. And I spy on my clients. So I sign up for their emails, and I'll get it. It's like you just violated something. It's the pledges.
Oh, yes.
So you're an anti-tax organization, and you want someone like a no new tax pledge, and you want every candidate to sign a no new tax pledge, and you will get every member of Congress to sign it, and your local legislature. So it's really broad. You're going to everybody and asking. But then you publicize who signed the pledge and who didn't. Well, again, like the Planned Parenthood example, if you say this person signed and this person didn't, you're indicating pretty clearly which candidate you prefer. And so there is a ruling. I don't remember. I can't remember the number. But it's like I can't remember any numbers. But it is a violation. I mean, that's like one of the few black and white rules. Those kind of pledges, mm-hmm. it is partisan political activity.
That's right.
And I'll
jumping back to the subject about who is a candidate and who is not.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm from Oklahoma. We just had our governor's election. And I can tell you he is not, he can't run again because mm-hmm. of term limits. But I can tell you the five people who are absolutely running.
Yep.
So we're a month out, and I already all of those people would be considered candidates for our next governor's race. So how
you get a little
bit of wiggle room. Yeah. So this is again.
Yeah, because are they sitting senators, state senators? Do they have existing?
Yeah. And we'll talk about it in a minute. There's a very common concept that comes up in a couple of different ways that folks have different hats. So you can be talking about somebody because of their role. Maybe one of those people is in the state Senate. And so maybe they're the majority leader of the Senate. And so you want to talk about what they're doing in the context of legislation or that other kinds of things out in the public, you know, ribbon cuttings at the local hospital and it's in their district and they're going. They're wearing their legislator hat or their non-candidate hat. And we'll talk about in a minute how you kind of navigate through that issue.
Yeah.
What I would say, if the election just happened, here's the other thing, timing matters too, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But if you've got a couple people that you know are going to be up, and everybody's talking about them up, and everybody's talking about, pay attention. And it just means you want to focus more precisely on how you're talking about them to make sure your C3 or your C4 in its social welfare activity is not inadvertently tripping over these rules. And you'll want to pay attention sort of early and often. And it'll get trickier and trickier the closer you get to the election.
Right. Something you can do today, 3.5 years from now, might be a lot riskier, given how close you might be to the election. Because some clients say, well, you told me 2 years ago this was fine. It's like,